cold temperatures and have joined us. I trust you're enjoying the warmth of our fellowship.
很高兴弟兄姐妹能够在这样的冬天来一起敬拜主。
I don't know if anyone is joining us online today, but if they are, we send greetings to you as well. And I'm grateful to have my wife Lisa with me today.
高兴我妻子Lisa在这里。
I said, if I'm going to go out in the cold, honey, you have to come with me. Well, we're going to continue our series on the book of Ruth in just a moment. First message, earlier, well, I guess it was actually last year, we saw how God meets us in our brokenness and can bring beauty out of ruin.
我们在第一次，那是去年时，我们看到神怎么样在我们的这个审判和投射中间来出美丽。
In chapter 1, we saw that the journey from brokenness to beauty begins with repentance.
在第一章里面，我们看到这个从破碎到美丽，是从这个悔改开始的。
In chapter 2, we discovered the beauty of finding refuge in the Lord.
第二章里面，我们看到在主里面，我们看到这个保障。
And in our last message from chapter 3, we saw the beauty and loving kindness of intimate relationships.
在第三章里面，我们看到这个亲密的关系的美丽。
Today in chapter 4, we see the culmination of the story of Ruth.
今天的信息是这个路德基的高潮。
In the redemption of Ruth and Naomi.
就在路德和拿阿米的这个救赎中间。
Well, let's pause, have a word of prayer, and then we'll get started on this message.
我们先停下来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here with us today.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你的同在。
And Lord, we ask that you would speak to us now through the preaching of your word.
主啊，我们求你，借着你的话语来向我们说话。
Lord, open our minds and our ears to hear and understand the truth of your word.
请你开我们的心，也开我们的耳朵，使我们能够明白你话语中的真理。
And Lord, open our hearts to apply your word in our daily lives.
开我们的心，使我们可以把真理运用到我们的生命中。
We ask this humbly now in the name of our living Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
One of the largest ransomware attacks in the United States was against the Colonial Pipeline Company in May of
2021.
The Colonial Pipeline carries gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel from Texas to as far away as New York. About 45% of all fuel consumed on the East Coast arrives via this pipeline.
在消耗的这个燃料中间，45%是借着这个管道送过去的。
And during this ransomware attack, a hacker group called DarkSide stole 100 gigabytes of information.
在攻击期间，一个叫做DarkSide的黑客组织盗窃了100个GB的数据。
And all oil line operations were shut down until Colonial Pipeline paid $4.4 million in ransom.
所有的管道都被关闭，直到这个Colonial这个油管公司支付了440万。
Now, Now, as evil as this attack was, it provides a good illustration of the biblical idea of redemption.
虽然说这个攻击非常的邪恶，但它却为神经中的酒手提供了一个很好的例子。
People, in this case a company, are delivered from bondage by the payment of a price.
人民就是说，在这里是这个公司是通过支付赎金来摆脱这个束缚的。
In the Old Testament, redemption can be defined like this.
在旧约里面，酒手可以这样来定义。
It's a legal transaction where a close relative can save someone from difficulty or danger through the payment of a price.
那救赎它是一种有只有法律效应的交易，它是直接的亲手通过支付代价来使某人免于困难。
Brothers and sisters, redemption is an important theme in the story of Ruth.
弟兄姐妹，酒手在罗德记里面是非常重要的观念。
And especially here in Ruth chapter 4,
特别是在第四章里，
where the words redeemer and redeem and redemption are used some 13 times.
这个酒手者或者是拯救或者酒手这个词一起出现了13次。
And as we look today at the conclusion to this beautiful story,
当我们今天来看这个美丽的故事的高潮的时候，
I want to consider four truths that highlight the beauty of redemption.
我想来投资四个九首之美的真理。
Four truths that we see in the redemption story of Naomi and Ruth.
四个真理，我们可以从拉阿米和那个路德的九首里面看到。
But four truths that pertain as well to our redemption in Jesus Christ.
但这四个真理与我们今天在基督耶稣里的救赎密切相关。
The first truth we find in verses 1 to 6 of chapter 4.
第一个真理是在第一节到第六节中间。
And that is that redemption is voluntary.
就是救赎是自然的。
Brothers and sisters, the story of Ruth began in chapter 1 with a day of decision.
这个路德记这个故事是在第一章里面有一个指决定来开始的。
Where Orpah decides not to stay with Naomi and Ruth chooses yes.
在那里面 Orpah 呢他是决定离开。莱阿米，但是路德决定与拉阿米同在。
Saying your people shall be my people and your God my God.
他说你的人民就是我的人民，你的神就是我的神。
Here in chapter 4, the story ends with another day of decision.
那第十章里面他有一个决定。
In which one redeemer decides not to redeem the land from Naomi and to redeem Ruth.
那在这个救赎者中间，一个决定不要救赎，另外一个决定要救赎。
And Boaz choosing to say yes and redeeming both.
那波阿斯选择要来救赎路德。
Now there are three indicators in these verses that a legal transaction is taking place here.
这里面有三个证据表明这是一场具有法律效应的交易。
The first is the setting for chapter 4 at the city gate.
第一个就是在城门。
City gates were more than just an entrance into an ancient city.
在古代城门不仅仅是进到城里面的一个入口。
They had an adjacent plaza where legal and commercial transactions took place.
但在城门口边上有一个地方是具有法律效应的交易在进行。
So the fact that this is a gate indicates it's a legal transaction.
那这个事情发生在城门口附近，就表明这个交易是有法律效应的。
We discover in verse 2 that elders are present and they were seated.
那在第二节里面，我们发现这里面有长老，他们也坐在那里。
Excavations in other ancient cities have discovered benches where at this gate where elders would sit to decide on to make the legal decisions.
那在这个考古学院发现，在古代城市的城门口有一些凳子是给长老们在做决定的。
And thirdly, down in verses 9 to 10, we discover that the people of the town as witnesses.
那在第9节到第10节里面，我们发现，在城里的人和长老被请来做见证。
These witnesses were present to verify the transactions and the decisions that were being made.
这些见证人是在这边来见证这个交易的形成。
Now, by buying the land from Naomi and acquiring Ruth as his wife, Boaz was fulfilling the Hebrew custom of redemption.
然后接着买，从拿阿米那里买下这个地，然后娶这个路德为妻。这件事情呢，波斯是在履行希伯来人的遗
And the
言。
Hebrew custom of levirate marriage that we introduced in our last message.
那这个希伯来的这个细说呢，是在上一次提到的。
Let's turn back in our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 25.
我们回到《申命记》的25章到10节。
And I'm going to invite my brother to read verses 5 to 10. Because it gives some context to what we find in Ruth chapter 4.
好，《申命记》25章的5到10节，一生同之，若死了以后没有儿子，死人的妻子不可娶家外人，他丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶她为妻，与她同房。夫人生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中抹去了。那人如不愿意娶他哥哥的妻，他哥哥的妻就让他城门长老那里说：“我丈夫的兄弟不肯在以色列中兴起他姑父的名字，不给我尽弟兄的本分。”本城长老就要找那人来问他，他如执意说：“我不愿意娶他，他哥哥的妻就当张着张了。”当着长老跟前脱了他的鞋，涂唾沫在他脸上，说：“凡不为不检点家室的，都要这样待他。在以色列中，他的名必称为同姓之家。”
Man. Boaz was fulfilling the Hebrew custom of redemption and levirate marriage.
波阿就是来到这个希伯来的这个九属的细数。
But this redemption was voluntary.
但是呢，这种九守就是出于自然的。
Although a redeemer had to be a close relative, he was not required to become a redeemer.
那虽然说九守的嫡系是直接的亲属，但是他并不要求他一定要实行九守。
After the first redeemer, the closest relative refused to be a redeemer.
当直接的亲属直接作为就成为九守的时候。
Boaz mercifully and voluntarily chose to buy the land from Naomi and marry Ruth.
但是波阿斯就选择了从拿阿米那里买下他的地，而且娶路德为妻。
But we already know why from chapter 3.
我们从第3章里已经知道为什么。
He wasn't just doing this out of the sense of duty to fulfill the law.
他在第3章走的时候，并不是因为他要有责任来这个实现这个。
He was doing this because of his love for Ruth.
那他救赎的原因是因为他爱路德，
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
what does this mean for us, for you and me?
这个对于我们意味着什么？
I want you to see that this is how God feels about you.
我想让明白，神就是神，怎么样对待我们呢？
God loves
神爱你，
created you.
他创造了我们。
Because he loves you, he redeems you in Christ Jesus.
因为他爱你，所以他在基督里救赎了你。
I want to invite you to turn with me to a familiar passage in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 2.
我想要你来看在新约里面我们熟悉的以弗所书的经文。
And let's consider verses 4 and 5 of Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章4到5节。
But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，他因爱我们的大爱，当我们在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of redemption.
弟兄姐妹，这就是救赎的原理。
It takes us from a place of loss,
把我们从一个失散的地方，
and it brings us to love.
把我们带到了我们神大爱的地方。
A second truth that we find in verses 7 through the beginning of verse 11.
第二个真理是从第七节到第十一节的上半部分，
Is that redemption is costly?
那就是救赎是需要付出代价。
Redemption is voluntary, but secondly, redemption is costly.
救赎虽然是自愿，但是它是要付出代价。
We read six different times in these first verses of chapter 4 that Boaz would have to pay for the land and for Ruth to be his wife.
那我们读了六次，波阿斯必须得为这个土地和路德要付出代价的。
Now, pause for a moment and think, imagine what it must have been like in the ancient world.
我们停顿一下，想象一下在古代的时候。
And think about what it would actually cost Boaz to redeem the land and Ruth.
我们想象一下。波阿斯要付出什么样的代价来买到这块地，而且娶路德为妻？
First, he had to buy the land.
他首先他必须要买地。
Then he had to provide for Naomi, the mother-in-law.
他还要照顾这个老阿米。
He had to provide, of course, for his new wife, Ruth.
他还给路德提供保障。
He would have to provide for any children that they would bear.
他还要为他们，如果要有孩子的话，要为孩子提供保障。
And those children, by law, would eventually end up inheriting his land.
而且这些孩子按照立法的标准是要继承他的产业的。
So, from a financial perspective in the ancient world, this was not necessarily a good investment.
如果在古代那个时候，从经济的角度看，这个确实不是一个很好的决定。
In fact, that's why the closer kinsmen refused to become a redeemer.
这也事实上就是为什么他的直系的亲属拒绝来救赎。
But as he removes his sandal and Boaz, as it were, steps into his shoes, Boaz indicates his willingness to pay the price.
当直系的亲属吐下他的血的时候，就好像波阿斯来承担这个血，站在他的位置上，成为救赎主。
He's willing to pay the price of redemption.
他愿意付出代价。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price of your redemption through his shed blood on the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主耶稣基督，基督在十字架上所流的宝血来救赎我们。
I'd like to take you back to the New Testament once again to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
我让大家来到希伯来书。
Where the Old Testament sacrifices are being compared to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God.
在那个地方，把旧约里面这个献祭的事情与主耶稣基督的工作做一个比较。
And in Hebrews 9, verse 12, we read this about Jesus.
在希伯来书9章12节，我们读到。
When he appeared as the high priest, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption.
并且不用山羊或牛的血来用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ steps into our shoes to pay the price for our redemption.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督站在我们的位置上面，为我们付出了代价，成就了我们的救赎。
This is what the Apostle Paul writes in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13.
这就是保罗在加拉太书3:13所讲。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.
基督既为我们受了诅咒，就赎出我们脱离律法的诅咒，因为经上记着，包在木头上都是被诅咒。
Because of his great love for you,
因为他给我们的大爱，
Jesus willingly paid the price
主耶稣基督心甘情愿的为我们付出代价。
through his death on the cross and the shedding of his blood,
接着他在十字架上受死，为我们流血，
so that you might be redeemed.
因此我们才能够得以救赎。
This week, as I was studying this passage, I came across a cute little story that illustrates redemption.
在这个学习的过程中间，我遇到了一个很有趣的故事。
There was a little boy called Tommy who lived near a lake.
这个汤米住在一个六这个湖边。
Tommy had built a toy sailboat, and with excitement, he took it down to the lake one day to see if it would actually sail.
他们建了一个玩具的船，把它放在这个湖里面，看它能不能出来。
So he put his boat out into the lake, and the sails were up, and the wind caught the sails, the boat began to move.
他把这个玩具船放在湖里面，然后一环扬起来，然后是看着这个船它开始慢慢的移动。
Tommy was excited.
他非常的高兴。
But then a huge gust of wind came, and the boat began to move further out into the lake.
但是起了大风，所以他的小船被推到了湖中心。
Tommy could no longer get a hold of it.
他现在再不能发车。
And with sadness, he just kept watching until his boat eventually sailed out of view.
他很伤心的看着他的船远离他。
Dejectedly, he walked home.
他很沮丧的回到家中。
A few days later, he was coming home from school, and Tommy passed a thrift store, and in the window of the store, he saw his sale.
几天以后，他从学校回来，路过一个买酒窝的店里面，看到了他的产品。
So he went into the store and he told the owner, "That's my sailboat you have in the window. I want it."
告诉那个店主说："这是我的产，我想要的。"
And the owner said, "I'm sorry, my son. Someone brought that in, and it's for sale. You can only have it if you pay for it. It's going to cost you a dollar."
这个店主说："对不起，这个茶是别人拿到这边来卖的。你想要的话，你必须要付这要付出代价，就是1美元。
So Tommy went home
”汤就到家里面
and
去，
collected all of his change together.
把他的零钱都收集起来。
And he discovered he had just enough to buy back his sailboat.
他发现他刚好有足够的钱，可以把他自己的茶给买回来。
So he rushed back to the store,
所以他到了店里面去，
paid,
付了账，
and happily carried his boat out of the store.
很高兴的把他自己的钱从店里面领出来。
And as he hugged the boat,
当他离开的时候，他抱着他的钱，
and he said, "Now you're twice mine."
他说："现在你2次所有。"
Because I made you.
因为我造了你，
And I paid for you.
因为我现在又买赎了你。
Can you hear the Lord Jesus speaking those words to you today?
你能够听得到主耶稣像你这样说吗？
Yes.
You're twice mine.
你两次属于他，
I made you.
我创造了你。
And I paid the price through the shed blood of Jesus Christ for your redemption.
我接着在十字架上所流的血就是那个。
As we move on, we see yet a third truth about redemption here in verses 11 to 17.
好，我们来继续看第三个真理。
But let me just pause for a second, say that this second truth
我停顿一下，这第二个真理，
shows us something else about the beauty of redemption.
表明了这个救赎的美丽。
And that is that it moves us from sorrow to salvation.
把我们从这个悲伤中间到几万的喜乐。
Third, redemption brings blessing. This is what we see in verses 11 to 17.
第三个真理就救赎带来祝福。
And there are two blessings in these final verses of Ruth.
在11到17节里面有两个祝福。
The first is in verses 11 to 12, is a blessing of the elders and the people who were gathered to witness this transaction.
第一个祝福是前面两节，是长老百姓们的祝福。
It's a blessing over Ruth and over Boaz and over their marriage.
是关于拉奥米，关于这个路德和波阿斯的祝福。
And they pray that, well, let me just say this first. Remember that Ruth was childless.
你要记得，这个路德是没有孩子的。
Although she had been married to her husband who died, Mahlon, for about 10 years,
他虽然说他与马兰有10年的婚姻，
apparently she was not able to conceive.
但是很明显的是，路德好像不能生。
So the elders now pray that she and Boaz will be blessed with children.
但是现在长老们祝福他们能够有一个儿子。
But they don't just pray that Ruth will have children.
他不光是为路德有孩子来祷告祝福。
Look at their prayer.
你看他们的祷告。
They ask the Lord to make her like a patriarchal mother in Israel.
他是让这个他们的祷告是要像路德，就像他们以色列父母那样，
They pray that she's going to be like Rachel and Leah.
就像拿基和利亚那样。
They pray in this blessing for the Lord to use her to build up the family of Israel.
他们的祝福是借着路德来建立以色列。
And to help establish a dynasty out of Bethlehem that will be renowned.
他们的祝福是要从伯利恒这个地方，接着路德来兴起家族。
These are powerful and prophetic words of blessing.
这些祝福是只有先知型的预言的。
And this prayer is on.
这些祝福蒙了神的垂听。
Verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son.
13节，于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，他同房，耶和华使他怀孕，生了。
The Lord answers their prophetic blessing by blessing Ruth with conception and the birth of a son.
耶和华是听了长老们的祝福，来祝福路德、波阿斯，使他们生了一个儿子。
For unto us a son is given.
已有婴孩为我们而死。
The second blessing we find in verses 14 to 17.
第二个祝福是14节到17节。
And this one comes from the women in the neighborhood.
这个是饮食的夫人们的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, Hardly anything in life is more devastating than for parents to have to bury a son or a daughter.
在生命中间最悲惨的事情之一，就是为自己的孩子安葬。
And there is little that brings so much joy as a birth of a child.
那在人生中也没也很少有比生子更加带来祝福。
The book of Ruth begins with the former, the death of Naomi's sons.
那路德记开始是拿阿米这个死了儿子。
And it ends with the latter, the birth of this good child.
但是在故事的末尾是有这样一个孩子出生。
So the women of Bethlehem now bless the Lord. They don't bless Naomi. They don't bless Boaz. The women now bless the Lord.
然后在伯利恒的妇人们，他们祝福的不是路德，不是拿阿米，他们祝福的是耶和华神。
Who gave Ruth and Boaz and Naomi the gift of us?
因为耶和华神给拿阿米、给波阿斯、给路德一个孩子。
And they named him, apparently it was kind of I don't know, a naming shower they got together, and they named the child Obed, which means worshiper.
他们在一起来给这个孩子起名，这个名字呢，欧贝德的意思就是敬拜者。
Why did they call him worship?
为什么他们称他为敬拜者？
I believe it's because they recognized that it was the Lord was the giver of life.
我个人认为是因为他们认识到是耶和华神给他们这个孩子的。
In these verses, Boaz is blessed. In these verses, they bless Boaz.
如果说在这些经文中间，他们是祝福波阿斯的，
Ruth is blessed.
路德被祝福，
Naomi is blessed.
拿阿米被祝福，
Obed is blessed,
我被德被祝福。
but ultimately the Lord Himself is revealed as our true and faithful kinsman redeemer.
但实际上，从最终来讲，是因为耶和华神他自己是我们直接的救赎者。
And that's why the women say in verse 14, our memory verse, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer. May his name be renowned, be made famous in Israel.
这就是我们今日背诵福人的拉米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，是用极紧的亲手，让这孩子在以色列中得名声。
Dear friends, this is the beauty of redemption.
亲爱的朋友，这就是救赎的美丽。
It moves us from death to life. Hallelujah.
把我们从死亡中间产生生命。
One final truth comes in these last five verses of the book of Ruth.
最后一个真理是从最后的五节经文中间看到。
And the truth is that redemption offers hope.
那第四个真理就是救赎给人盼望。
If you look in your Bibles, you see that verses 18 to 22, which we did not read earlier, are just names. It's a genealogy.
18节到22节呢，它就只是一个家谱。
But it's a genealogy showing the fulfillment of the blessing of the elders in verses 11 and 12.
但是这个家谱表明的就是前面长老的祝福。
This genealogy in verses 18 to 22
这里面的家谱
draws the connection from Judah's son Perez through to Boaz and his son Obed, who becomes the grandfather of King David.
那这个家谱呢，就是从这个法利斯的后代所记载的，通过这个欧贝德。成为大卫的爷爷。
The redemption of Ruth and Naomi,
Naomi 和路德的救赎,
and the blessing of an heir of a son,
这个祝福他们有一个儿子。
Now, to Israel, that God is faithfully working out his kingdom purposes.
接着这些祝福呢，神在以色列中间来做了他神的工作。
And he's doing this at a time when many people in Israel have rejected the Lord and turned their back on.
他这个时机是在很多以色列人离弃神的时候。
And yet through this genealogy, we have the promise that God is faithfully working out his kingdom purpose for his people.
但是接着这个家族们看到神非常喜实的在他为他的国度在工作。
And not only for his people, Israel,
不光只是为他自己的百姓以色列人。
But through that,
但是接着以色列人
all nations appear.
所有在地上万。
A story that begins in Moab with famine.
这个故事从这个摩亚地从这个饥荒开始。
Barrenness and death and emptiness.
从这个死亡，从虚空。
At a time when there was no king in Israel.
那个时候以色列中没有王的时期。
Now ends in Bethlehem with the harvest.
现在在伯利恒的这个收获季节里。
The birth, new life, fullness.
一个新的生命，这个一个丰盛的时期。
And the promise of a king.
一个王的应许。
David.
大卫王。
But this promise is fulfilled ultimately and supremely in the coming of another king, in the incarnation and the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个应许之中是在主耶稣基督他的道成肉身是加上了这个死有血和他的复活中间实践。
He is our hope and he is our king.
主耶稣基督是我们的盼望，也是我们的王。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
因为有婴孩为我们而生。
This is the beauty of redemption.
这就是救赎的美丽。
Takes us from emptiness to fulfillment.
把我们从空虚中带向充实。
So what have we seen here in Ruth 4 regarding the beauty of redemption?
我们在路德记中间看到了什么？
Redemption is voluntary.
救赎是自然的。
It takes, but it moves us from loss to love.
它把我们从失落中间走向来到爱里面。
Second, redemption is cost.
第二，它的这个救赎是有代价的。
But it moves us from sorrow to salvation.
把我们从痛苦带到救恩的喜悦。
Redemption, thirdly, brings blessing.
第三个真理就是救赎带来的祝福。
A blessing that takes us from death to life.
从死去生命。
Finally, redemption offers hope.
最后是它带给我们希望。
Moving us from emptiness to the fulfillment of God's promise.
把我们从空虚中间带到神应许的成就满足。
I think we'll have one more message on Ruth next time I come.
我还有一次信息。
As kind of a summary of the entire story.
就是对整个故事的一个总结。
But I want to conclude this time together this afternoon.
但是我想在今天下午
by saying what I've been saying at the end of almost each of these messages.
啊，就像是我每次我想那在结尾的时候都要说到的。
At a time when many in Israel were rejecting the Lord,
当许多人都离弃神的时候，
it's a time you'll remember of the judges.
你如果记得那是在4世纪的时代，
A time when everyone did was right in their own eyes.
那个时候每个人都自己行自己所认为对的事。
A time when there was no king in Israel.
那个时候没有王的时候，
At this time,
在那个时代。
Ruth shows how the Lord can work through a young Gentile widow to bring the beauty of redemption to his people.
路德的故事展示了每个一个真理，那就是神如何借着一个外邦的年轻的寡妇来成就他的救赎大。
Amen.